West Virginia University law professor Franklin Cleckley says, relatively speaking on the political spectrum, Justice O'Connor was a moderate on civil rights issues.
I always used to think that O'Connor was too conservative, but actually, when you really put her in perspective, she's going to be very, very missed on the court, particularly by members of the NAACP.
Cleckley says O'Connor's biggest ruling in the civil rights arena was her backing of the affirmative action program at the University of Michigan Law School, but she also voted against the constitutionality of the school's undergraduate admissions program. Cleckley says O'Connor's successor will likely be part of a court that again tackles affirmative action, as well as racial profiling, police brutality, and voting rights. UW-Madison law professor Linda Green says O'Connor's record as a swing vote sets up some expectations for President Bush's nominee to replace O'Connor.
Certainly a justice on the court who can forge compromises and is open to hearing a variety of opinions would be an excellent choice for President Bush to make. At least that's my hope.
U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is frequently mentioned as the president's leading choice for the high court. Green says more needs to be known about Gonzalez's record. Green has advised Senator Herb Kohl on past Supreme Court nominees. She says she'd welcome a chance to do so for both Kohl and Senator Russ Feingold, who are on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Green acknowledges that other Supreme Court justices may soon join Justice O'Connor in retirement. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.